Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim and another in our ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We are now in Masechet Bava Batra Daf Kuf Chaf Tet Amud Aleph, taking a look at a further analysis of the first part of Mishnah He in Perek Chet of Bava Batra. Chalech Lachasav Apiv Ribal Echad Amid Lachad, etc. The Mishnah said that whereas if you try to subvert the way Yerusha works and redefine Yerusha, it doesn't work. But if, on the other hand, you were to give out property and equate all of the, favor one son over another, or equate the Bechor to the rest, that would work. If you were to throw in the word Yerusha there, it would be no good unless you would have the word matana there either at the beginning, the middle, or the end. That was the end of the Mishnah, or at least the part of the Mishnah that we saw. And therefore, Echidami matana batchila, the Gemara asks, what does it mean to have the word matana at the beginning of the shtar? Echidami ba'emtza, echidami basof. What are all three examples that are given in the Mishnah? Ki at Rav Dimi, so when Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael, he brought the following Torah of Rabbi Yochanan. Tinatein sadeh ploni, the ploni v'yirsha, if you wrote, let this field be given to this fellow. We'll call it field A, being given to person X, and he will inherit it. Meaning, I'm giving it to him as a gift, but he'll only get it after I die. Zui matana batchila, that's called matana at the beginning, because the word matana comes first. V'yirsha v'tinatin lo, if he flips it and says, let him inherit it, and it'll be given to him. Zui matana basof, that's matana at the end. Yirsha v'tinatin lo v'yirsha, if he writes, let him inherit it, and it'll be given to him, and he'll inherit it. Again, strengthening the idea that it'll only come to him after death. Zui matana ba'emtza. That's the entire kick. That's all fine. V'davka ba'dam echad v'sadeh echad. That's only if the entire shtar is about one field and only about one person. Aval ba'dam echad u'shtei sadot. Let's say you're talking about one person, and about one of the fields you use the word matana, but not the other. Or sadeh achad u'shnei v'nei adam. Let's say you were talking about one field and you used it in the context of two different people, and only in the case of one of them did you say matana. Lo, then it doesn't work. In other words, we don't say that the word matana covers the entire shtar and covers both fields or both people. Rabbi Lazar disagreed with Rabbi Yochanan and said afilu adam achad u'shtei sadot sadeh achad u'shnei v'nei adam. It would work if it was one person or one field. But if there's two different fields and two different people in the same shtar, lo, then it will not work because the word matana will only apply to that person in that field for whom that it's written about. Okay, that was Rav Dimi's version of what happened in Tveria. Now, ki ata Ravin amar, when Ravin came, he gave the following report. Tinatin sadeh ploni, the ploni, v'yirash sadeh, v'yirash ploni, stay plonit, which is two different people and two different fields. Rabbi Yochanan Omar Kana. Here Rabbi Yochanan has the opposite position. He said, even, and I wrote it as 2x2 on the page, even if it's two different people and two different fields, it still works. Rabbi Lazar Omar, Rabbi Lazar says exactly what Rav Dimi reported. He said, Lo Kana. It doesn't work 2x2. Okay, now, Amar Le Abaye Le Ravin. So Abaye turned to Ravin, who gave this report, and said, Anchatat lanchada, you have given us sort of respite or support on one, which is the earlier report of Rabbi Yochanan, vatkafta lanchada, but now you've given us a challenge about one. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan now is the opposite of the earlier report. Bishlamad Rabbi Lazar lokasha. Rabbi Lazar is not a problem, because here he said lokana. Kan v'adam achad u'shtei sadot. Kan v'shnei adam u'shtei sadot. The report that you just brought is talking about two people in two fields, and therefore, meaning one person's going to inherit, one person's going to get, and the one who said inherit, it won't work, because that's not ma'amasha katuba Torah. Therefore, he says lo kana. And the original one was where there was one person in two fields, or vice versa. Al Rabbi Yochanan kasha. But we have a contradiction, because Rabbi Yochanan explicitly said two people in two fields will not work. Even one and two, two and one won't work. And here, he's talking about two and two working. So the answer is, Amarai Ninu Valib Rabbi Yochanan. We have a machloket between Rav Dimi and Rabbi Ravin, or perhaps they're reporting a machloket of the Talmidim of Rabbi Yochanan about what Rabbi Yochanan said. Okay, that's Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar. Now, Rosh Lakish Amar, he said, Lo kana ad shumar ploni uploni yirshu sadeh plonit uplonit shen netatim lahem bematana v'yirashum. He said that you have to mix both guys and both fields together for it to work. In other words, even if you wrote Matana and Yerusha for both of them, until you put them as one statement, it will not work. All right? So now, Biplugta, this is all a Machloket Tanaim. Machloket Amoraim in Bavel. Meaning there's a parallel Machloket going on in Bavel. Amar of Hamnuna, so Hamnuna, the Talmud of Rav, said, Lo Shanu El Adam Echad V'Sadeh Echad, like the first report we had of Rabbi Yochanan. Adam Echad V'Sadeh Sadeh Echad V'Shnei Menei Adam Lo. 1 and 2, 2 and 1, does not work. Certainly 2 and 2 doesn't work. Nachman Arfilu Adam Echad V'Shnei Sadot, Sadeh Echad V'Shnei Menei Adam. Rav Nachman says, like Rabbi Lazar said, 1 and 2, 2 and 1 work. Aval Shtei Sadot V'Shnei Menei Adam Lo. But 2 and 2 doesn't work. Rav Sheshet Amar Arfilu Shtei Sadot V'Shnei Menei Adam. He even had the position that was Rabbi Yochanan according to Ravin. So all three positions are represented here. Amar Rav Sheshet Benam Minolai. And now I'll prove my point that even 2 and 2 works. Titania Ha'omer Tnu Shekel Livanai B'Shabbat. A guy is either on his deathbed or else he's going away for a long time, and either way he's appointing an apotropos to take care of his sons. And he says, each week give my sons a shekel, which is half a selah. Ruyin liten selah. Really what they need for food is a selah, and there's that in the estate. Now ten land selah. Then the apotropos should give them a selah, even if it's twice as much. Meaning, when the father said that, what he meant was, give them the minimum, I don't want overspending. But if really there is more, and they need more, then give it to them. Fimamar altin ulan el a shekel. But if he said, don't give them anything more than a shekel, inot lin a shekel. He made it clear, and you can't give them more than a shekel. Now, the im amar, imetu yershu achirim tachteim. But if the guy said, if they die, other people will inherit in their place. Ben shamar tnu, ben shamar al titnu. Whether he said, give a shekel, or he said, don't give more than a shekel, either way, einot nin lahan el a shekel. They only get a shekel. Right? These other people. But now, what do you have here? V'ha'acha, in this case, v'chishtei sadot v'chnei v'nei adam dami. Because here, he's talking about his sons, that's one person, and he says tnu, and then he says, other people will inherit, he didn't mix them together, and they're still going to get uktanik dekani. They get. The fact that they only get a shekel isn't our issue. The fact is that it works because they can't work as a pure Yerusha because these guys are not Yorshim. It's working as a matana even though he used the word Yershu. Meaning if the sons die, that they'll get it afterwards. So you see here that 2 and 2 works. Humotiv labum farglav. Sheshit used this as a challenge against the other people and he answered it. Brawili Yorsho. Maybe that bright is talking about where the others are also proper heirs. Rabbi Yochanan Bruki, that's Rabbi Yochanan Bruki that we're going to see in the next podcast, but we've already seen mentioned, who says that if you give everything to a person who is a proper heir, it works. All right, so that could answer it. Rabbi Sheshit pulls back and says, I don't have ironclad proof that my position is right. Now, Amar Avash, Ravashi comes along later and says, Toshma, I will prove that. Nechasai lach, V'yacharecha yirash ploni, v'yacharecha yirash ploni, if a guy says, I'm giving my property to you, and after you, somebody else will get it, and after you, after him, somebody else will get it. And as you create a directed line of Yerusha, and we assume these people are all outside the family, mate rishon kanash sheni, mate sheni kanash lishi, it works, meaning the first guy gets it when the principal dies, then when the first guy dies, the second guy gets it, etc. But what happens if they die out of order? Let's say the second guy dies while during the first guy's life. Then it doesn't go to number 3. Then number 1 has it go in his normal line of Yerusha. This is exactly a case of 2 and 2 because he said, give it to this guy. And after him, the other one will inherit it. And so it's 2 people. And it's like 2 fields because we're not talking about one particular piece, but we're talking about everything he owns. Uktan de Kanan, we see it works. V'chite machanam really Yoshua v'yachim brukei, and so you want to give the same answer that we gave, that Rav Sheshet gave, that this is talking about where all the guys in line, or at least the first guy in line, is somebody who's a proper heir, and it's all v'yachim brukei. So yachim et sheni kanash lishi, if that's the case, then if the second guy dies, then it shouldn't go to the third guy, because after all, Hashalach Ravacha Bered Ravavia, the Divir Rabbi Yochanan ben Bruka, according to Yochanan ben Bruka, Nechasai Lach V'Acharecha Leploni, V'Rishon Arui LeYosho, if you say an Acharecha case, where you direct the line of Yerusha, and the first guy is a proper heir, Ein L'Shedim Makom Rishon Klum, the second guy isn't in line at all. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan Rukkah didn't just say that you have to make the principal recipient a proper heir, but anybody in line has to be a proper heir, otherwise the line stops after him. Because what you're doing is creating Yerusha. Yerusha in Lafsek. Yerusha in Lafsek, meaning when you give it to that first guy who's Rabbi Eliyahu, now it goes as a proper Yerusha. It can't go to somebody else. Which means that that it is not kanam b'shnei adam. So everybody except for the position of Rav Sheshet has now been disproven, because you see shnei b'nei adam and shnei sadot does work. So tiyufta de kulu tiyufta. Everybody except for Ravin's report of Rabbi Yochanan has been disproven. Meaning if part of it's a matana, and even only one person, the whole thing works. Because this is not Rabbi Yochanan Brukah, this is Rabbanan. It can't be Rabbi Yochanan Brukah. And therefore, Rabbanan, you see, say that if you give it to one person, and then afterwards set up a Yerusha line, that works. So Lema Namate Avatiyuf to Resh Lakish. Maybe Resh Lakish also has been disproven. So Vatispera, think about it. Rava Halachatakavatet Resh Lakish Pahanit Flat. Rava said in Yivamot that the Halacha follows Resh Lakish in these three cases, and this is one of the cases. So Halach is like Resh Lakish. So the answer is Lokasha, Kan Batal Kadei Dibur, Kan Lachar Kadei Dibur. That's a very simple solution. If you said Yirash and then Yitain with two different fields, then Resh Lakish's demand that it all be put together indeed is not Lahalacha, unless you did it Tal Kadei Dibur. Then Tal Kadei Dibur subverts it, because once if you say something and then toch kedidibur within a couple seconds, enough time to say shalom alecha rebbe or shalom alecha rebbe mori, you change it, then it's considered the first statement is now properly modified or changed or negated by that second statement. Why v'hilchata, what's the halacha? Kol toch kedidibur kedibur dami. Toch kedidibur is always kedibur, meaning you can change what you say and modify it within that short time, except for two cases, the varmi avodat kol chavim Vikidushin. If you declare allegiance to Avodah Zarah, whatever you may change a half second later doesn't help. And if you're Mekadesh a woman in front of Edim, even though within a split second you said, no, let that money be a matana, the Kiddushin is already valid, and Toch Kedei Dibur doesn't work. Okay, we'll pause here. We'll pick it up with the second part of Mishnah Hay in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.